Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants. As 2025 starts to draw to an end, municipalities are making plans for the next fiscal year. During this month's meeting of the Dayton Township Board of Trustees, road work for 2026 was discussed. Supervisor Travis Klimek recommended the township continue doing improvements to 2.74 miles of Mayville Road and do improvements to Herd's Corner Road to Plain Road, Clifford Road to Pattison Road, and Pattison Road to Herd's Corner Road. The board approved Klimek's recommendations and to move forward in getting estimates for that work from the Tuscola County Road Commission. The board also suggested focusing on Plain Road and Phelps Lake Road to M46 by getting an estimate for the Road Commission for that work. Regarding road work, a resident during public participation noted that spring and roadside mowing and cleanup in the Shea Lake area has not been done. Also, in looking to the future, Mayville Fire Department Chief Terry Blackmer explained that although the township's contract for the department services isn't up until March of 2027, he said he expects the rate of inflation will increase the cost of the fire department service by 2.5 to 3%. Blackmer also reported that to date, the department has done 143 runs. Denmark Township will receive $1.5 million from the state budget to repair its deteriorating sewer lagoon system, a project officials have sought funding for over several years. Despite being built in 2007 with a 40-year bond, one lagoon cell is failing due to prolonged sun exposure, posing environmental risk. The exposed repair cost has surged to $4 million, significantly up from the 2022 estimate of $900,000 after pandemic-related delays. The Tuscola County Board will also contribute $300,000 from its federal ARPA funds to support the project, addressing a long-standing concern for township officials. The St. Clair County Drug Task Force located narcotics and weapons while executing a search warrant on the 4700 block of Meadowlawn Drive in Fort Gratiot Township November 12th. The task force took two individuals into custody after they located 7 grams of methamphetamine, narcotic sales materials, a .22 rifle, a .300 blackout rifle, an AR-15 rifle, and a 16-gauge shotgun, as well as a 9mm pistol, as well as various ammunition. Taken into custody were Christopher Deem, 37, of Fort Gratiot, and Harmony Casper, 39, of Fort Gratiot. Both Deem and Casper were arraigned on the same 3 felonies. They're charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, maintaining a drug house, and felony firearm. The bond was set at $10,000 cash surety for both Deem and Casper. And we'll return right after this.
That's right, it's MSU football season once again, and this year you can listen in on all the Michigan State Spartan football action live right here on WLEW and WHST Radio. Your MSU football broadcast coverage is being brought to you courtesy of AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, East Huron TV and Appliance of Bad Axe, Case Surveying of Bad Axe, Arjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon, Bretzky Siding and Building Repair, Moore Motors and Caro, Port Austin State Bank, Smith Distributing of Bad Axe, Murphy's Bakery of Bad Axe, Simmons and Sons Auto Repair of Fillion Road and Pigeon, Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, and Sure Health, Better Life. So join us this Saturday, November the 29th, as we listen to the Michigan State Spartans take on Maryland.
And we're back with more news. In Memphis, police and local officials are confronting a surge in arrests and a backlog within the criminal justice system following intensified enforcement by Public Safety Task Force initiated under Trump's directives. The situation has raised concerns about overcrowding in jails, delays in court processing, and the balance between crime prevention, civil liberties, and urban settings. In Romania's presidential contest sees independent candidate Calin Georgescu firmly in the lead, with nearly all ballots counted and a widening gap over his competitors. His campaign, grounded in nationalist rhetoric, has drawn both praise and concern as Romanians weigh the direction of the government's future policy priorities. And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and we'll return right after this for a look at your local weather.
This is Brent Wehner.
And this is Heather Drabeck. We're your local community bankers at Thumb Bank and Trust.
All of us at Thumb Bank and Trust and Bad Axe Rotary welcome you and your family to come and enjoy the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade this Saturday.
The parade starts at 6 p.m., but we're inviting you to come downtown Bad Axe early and enjoy some holiday fun with the Rotary Club and Thumb Bank and Trust.
That's right. Starting at 5 p.m., we'll have the fire pits glowing and all the fixings for your family to make their own s'mores. And that's not all. We'll also have hot chocolate. You'll find us in the Thumb Bank parking lot at the main corner in Bad Axe.
We're your local community bank, and we're excited to be teaming up with a local community service group. Bring your crew down for some s'mores and hot chocolate on us.
Bad Axe Rotary and Thumb Bank and Trust, a great combination teaming up for a great night of fun.
Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.